Last night in southern San Jose, police shot and killed a person. It was the fourth time police there shot at suspects in the last week. This month, Oakland police have already shot and killed two suspects, and a police officer in Sunnyvale shot and killed someone last week, too. Oakland police officers wear body cameras. San Jose is testing them. Sunnyvale isn't there yet. Would the presence of that technology have made a difference in these shootings? There are more than 7,000 police agencies around the country who've purchased body cameras with the help of federal grants. And where there are a lot of video cameras, there's a lot of information and a lot of money. The Center for Investigative Reporting, based in Emeryville, they've been studying this issue. Here are their reporters, Ollie Winston and Amy Walters.
San Diego was one of the first police departments to use body cameras, and now they're one of the largest. So we went to see how it's working out.
My name is David Shapiro. I'm a San Diego-based criminal defense attorney. I've been practicing law in the state of California since 2007.
San Diego police first purchased body cameras almost a year ago, and two CDs of evidence have crossed his desk so far.
So I basically put in the CD into my computer, and then it starts up eventually. And what I get is, I get a list of a couple of folders, usually with each officer's name on it.
Body cam evidence is so new. Shapiro's one of the few defense attorneys we could find who's seen the footage at all. And there's still sometimes when he doesn't receive it.
I have another case where my client was shot by the police, but there's no body camera. How great would that have been if we had the body camera? San Diego Police Department, as of February of this year, should have been using body cameras.
Ever since Ferguson, interest in police body cameras has grown. The public is looking for police accountability, while police are looking for protection. President Obama promised to invest tens of millions of dollars for police body cameras and training. The goal cited on the White House website is to build and sustain trust between communities and those who serve and protect these communities.
Thank you for joining us today from Taser headquarters.
That's Taser's CEO, Rick Smith. His goals are a little different. He's promoting protection for law enforcement.
Providing a badly needed capability in today's litigious society to combat false claims.
Police departments around the world are wearing body cameras sold by Taser International and are storing all the data in the cloud via Taser service called Evidence.com. Taser's strategy has been particularly successful with big urban police departments like San Diego, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. A year ago, Taser sent its first shipment of cameras to San Francisco, and the city is expected to triple its order. But the city's public defender, Jeff Adachi, just doesn't trust Taser to play fair.
They don't have a duty to provide evidence to both sides. What happens if they have evidence and the party they're contracting with, the police department, doesn't want to provide it? Are we going to be able to subpoena Taser, and are they going to comply with the subpoena? They're a company which is driven by profit.
And for those of you still wondering, doesn't Taser make weapons? Yeah, they do. We were curious how this body camera business came about, so Amy flew up to Evidence.com headquarters in Seattle, where she met Abraham Alvarez.
Abraham, nice to meet you.
He's been working with Taser for 6 years. What he said was initially pretty surprising. It was Taser stun guns that actually spawned the cameras.
Naturally, as a result of the weapons, we were in a lot of lawsuits.
So Alvarez says the police wanted legal protection.
And agencies came to us asking if there was a way that we can actually record when these incidents were happening. And as a result of that, the company got together and came out with the first generation of the Axon camera system.
Even then, Taser wasn't the only company investing in body cameras, but they were the only ones trying to figure out what to do with all of that video evidence.
And if you do the math, obviously these videos are very large in size. And so a lot of agencies weren't really prepared to be able to manage these large file systems.
Enter Evidence.com, owned by Taser and hosted by Amazon Web Services. Now, instead of being stuck in some dingy evidence room in some police department's basement, all of this new evidence was launched into the ethereal cloud. And Alvarez says it saves police departments money.
If you're one of the large agencies, you can afford to spend a couple of thousand, if not a couple hundred thousand dollars on security every year. Well, we're spending million plus.
Even some of the most secure organizations in the world get hacked occasionally. I mean, what happens when that happens to you?
Well, I think it's in everybody's best interest, especially ours, that that doesn't happen to us. And that's why we take security so seriously here at Evidence.com and Taser. The day that we get hacked is basically the day that our service stops.
That security breach hasn't happened yet, but Taser has been getting into some other trouble. Police chiefs from Fort Worth, Texas, Salt Lake City, Utah, and Albuquerque, New Mexico have been accused of taking Taser-sponsored trips and Taser gifts. New Mexico's auditor investigated Albuquerque's police chief, Ray Schultz. Just recently, he released an email from Schultz to Taser from 2013. This is what he wrote.
Everything has been greased, so it should go without any issues.
And Taser's response?
Thanks for all the support and vision pushing PVRs.
Those are Taser's lapel cameras.
It is the future of LE.
Law enforcement. Schultz then traveled to Australia and the Netherlands on Taser's dime as a consultant less than a year after he retired. Taser spokesperson Sydney Sigmuth says the trip sponsoring part is actually pretty normal, or at least it was.
If we're asking somebody to come speak at an event, we will cover lodging, airfare. Those are pretty standard practice if you're asking them to come speak at a trade show or our own events.
The same day New Mexico's auditor filed his report, Taser told us they had implemented a new policy for former law enforcement personnel. Taser will now wait at least a year before hiring anyone who leaves the force, but they'll honor agreements already in place. It's a brave new world of digital data outsourcing. Police and politicians are making it up as they go. In the San Francisco Bay Area, some police departments release body camera video to the public. In San Diego, they don't. Police Chief Shelley Zimmerman.
Our policy is that we don't release it. We do get, you know, California public records requests. We get requests from the media, requests from community members to release video. We don't do that.
So what section under the California Public Records Act do you use for the exemption?
This is a piece of evidence.
Again, this is new and yet to be legally challenged. But as far as Taser is concerned, their company and Evidence.com are off the hook.
We don't own the data. It's not our evidence.
Again, Taser's Sydney Sigmuth.
They're licensing, you know, our software. We don't see it. We don't touch it. It's their data. It's their evidence. If there's a legal question, they would get the question about accessing that, not us.
So you have some police departments hiring Evidence.com to handle their video footage. Some are going with competitors, while others have decided to handle all that data on their own.
Which takes us to the Seattle Police Department. They're still in the bidding process and haven't decided which body cam company to go with. But in the meantime, they're managing all the video footage. And so far, they've hired one guy to help them out.
A few years ago, I wanted to be a paramedic.
Tim Clemens. He spends a lot of time on computers. He didn't have a job and was living in his parents' basement when his dream of becoming a paramedic had him hunting down emergency vehicle video in Washington State.
Basically, I just tried to get a list of agencies that had dash or body cameras, and I filed requests individually that said, you know, please upload all your videos to YouTube.
So then we have this guy, this anonymous requester, come along and request all of our in-car video.
That's the Seattle PD's chief operating officer, Mike Wagers.
360 terabytes plus of data. And that freaked everybody out.
Under Washington state law, the Seattle police have to hand over that evidence to the public, but they also have to protect the identities of the people they film.
So it's a very manual, labor-intensive process, and there's no way somebody could sit through 1.7 million videos and do it.
Seattle held a hackathon to come up with a program that would do the redaction work automatically. And guess who won?
Seattle police got a hold of me, did this wonderful hackathon, really started to demonstrate that there are technological solutions here.
Tim Clemens. But the system he created isn't perfect. It blurs the entire image and strips out all the audio. Seattle could still end up going with a private company. It's the same decision police departments across the country are facing. And that concerns people like San Francisco public defender Jeff Adachi.
That company not only is going to have access to those records, but is going to have the power to start looking at patterns, other information, who's been convicted, who's been arrested and charged with a crime, what the evidence is against them. Do you want that information in the hands of a private company? No way.
So this idea of body cameras as this big solution to keep closer tabs on the police, to rebuild relationships with the public, could actually be the beginning of a whole new set of problems.